Congratulations to the number one seed in Class 2, District 3. The Viburnum Lady Jays get through, and they are victorious over Ellington. And this one tonight's final score, 49-41. Time to take a look at our second ball game of the evening, the Valley of Caledonia Lady Vikings and the Bismarck Lady Indians. Valley 16-8 on the year. Bismarck 6-17. These two teams actually have met twice before this season. Valley won both meetings. They won the first one convincingly, 70-51. That was way back on December 5th at the Valley Tournament. They won the second one, but much less convincingly, 63-58. And it was a game that Bismarck actually led in the fourth quarter. So even though Valley with a superior record and they won twice, look for a good matchup tonight. This is the first time that they will meet this year on Bismarck's floor. We'll hear from both coaches coming up. I'll have a chat with Kevin Wilkins and also Caleb Tiffenauer, the Valley Vikings head man. We'll do that after this one-minute pause right here on J9EA.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley of Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck this school season, and remember to focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
Hello?
Hi, Eric. This is Terry from Farmers Insurance. Any changes regarding your home or car?
Well, I started carpooling with some friends from work.
No problem. With the extra people in the car, we want you to stay safe, so let me update your liability limits.
Perfect.
Until you close the gaps in your insurance, you could be living dangerously. We'll help you know the gaps and lose all the...
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
See your Farmers Insurance agent, Lance Mayfield, in Viburnum for all your insurance needs. That's Lance Mayfield in Viburnum.
Caleb Tiffenauer now in our pregame show. The Valley Vikings enjoying their finest season since 1999, 16-8 coming in. A good, impressive performance in the quarterfinal. Did you see this year coming?
I did. You know, I knew we had a good group of girls just watching them last year. They won 10 ball games, and I knew that they were a team that's capable of winning more.
How do they do it? What are the kind of the attributes that you look out and you say, hey, my team's playing well, they're doing what?
They're shooting the ball well. You know, I got a bunch of guards, and they all can shoot it just about anywhere once they cross half court. Got great three-point shooters, and they're really good at driving to the hole.
You've got a Bismarck ball club that you have defeated twice this year. The second time, though, they really did push you.
Second time it was a lot closer. It was a more physical game. They jumped out ahead of us pretty big in the first half, and, you know, we had to grind our way and find a way to win at the end. And our older girls, they really stepped up there to give us the win.
Something that you were able to do that not many have this year is keep Alyssa Sego under control. She averages almost 18, but you held her to 4-6 in your meetings. How did you do it?
Well, we just basically told our girl. I told my girls, you know, we got to shut their best shooter down. And, you know, I had one girl, Lacey Yunt, that really took pride and wanted to step up and said, you know what, coach, I got her. And that's what she did.
Did you run a box and one on them?
We ran a special defense. You know, we run a couple different things just to keep the offense on their toes. And I hate to give up too much information, but we do a good job of getting out on their shooters.
All right, we'll look for your special defense. It must have been special because it did a pretty good job on her. Tell me a little bit about Lexi Black's game. The numbers, I'm sure, don't really tell the whole tale. But, you know, a 5'3 sophomore, she's probably not the first person you pick on the playground, but 20 points, Legion assists and steals. I mean, she's quite a talent.
Yeah, she gets after it. You know, she's not the tallest girl on our team, but she's got a lot of fight in her and just an absolute scoring machine. You know, she can shoot from outside, and she can also take it into the hole. She's not afraid to take it in against the big girls.
All right. Caleb Tiffenauer joining us on pregame. Back with more after this on The Boot.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington is your connection for floral arrangements and great gifts. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like the fragrant Swan Creek candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. So make someone in your life's day a little brighter with flowers or a gift from the Orange Blossom. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply. Visit them today.
Great to be joined by Coach Wilkins now, Bismarck Indians head coach. 6-17, but you've played these ball clubs and you've almost beat these ball clubs. Is it a kind of a year of almost in a little bit of a way?
Well, I mean, we've had a few of the games to where we've been in a lot of the games. Some of them we haven't been into, but yeah, a lot of them. There's probably 6 or 7 games that we've lost by as much as 3, and maybe sometimes as 5. So, well, I feel like we've kind of been in a lot of the games, but and even with tonight with Valley Caledonia, we've played them twice. They beat us twice, but I feel like each time we've kind of gotten a little bit better. So we're kind of looking forward to being able to play them here at home.
In fact, had a lead with just a few minutes left in that second one, right?
In the second one, yeah. We had a lead there at the end, and it's kind of been our problem all year long. We haven't really been able to finish games, just like the other night with St. Vincent. We weren't really, luckily time ran out for us, but we still wasn't able to finish like I wanted to. So,
but it was a close victory. So it was not a close loss, a close victory. Take me through the final minutes. Obviously, you didn't do everything perfect, but you did enough to win in that one.
Did enough to win. I'll be glad to take those anytime, any of those wins like that. But there towards the end, got in a little bit of a foul trouble. They were shooting two, with about 3 or 4 minutes left to go in that fourth quarter. So we kind of have to keep our fouls down for this game right here, because this will be a kind of a back and forth game.
Something the Valley was able to do in the first two meetings was slow down your leading score. Alyssa averaged 5 points in the two meetings with them. Was it something they were doing, or was it a coincidence that she had an off night those nights?
No, I mean, that's been their plan. In a lot of teams that we do play, a lot of their plans is to be able to shut down Alyssa, and they did a really good job of shutting her down. They would kind of a box and one, it really shut her down. That's where some of the other girls that we need to kind of step up to fill that spot. But yeah, they've done a good job of shutting her down.
I talked to you a little bit about kind of the mental makeup of your team, and you said, yeah, this is a game we're looking forward to. We want another shot at this team, and I'm sure Alyssa's the same way.
Yeah, she's, like I say, she's just very, Alyssa's very competitive. It doesn't matter, what sport she's playing. She's a very good athlete, so she's very competitive. But yeah, we've kind of waited and kind of really wanted another chance to be able to play, just to kind of prove to ourselves that, hey, we're a little bit better than what we've showed, during the season and everything. So we're really happy about the opportunity.
How do you try to slow down Lexi Black? What a talent for them.
She's tough. I mean, she's probably one of the best little point guards, shooting guards in our conference. And so you just try to do your best just to try to contain her a little bit, to try to shut her down. But they've got, it's just not for Lexi. I mean, they've got some, they're all good, real good shooting team. So.
All right, have fun.
Thank you.
You betcha. That's Kevin Wilkins, Bismarck head coach, joining us on our pregame. We're back with more after this on J98.
There's no better time than now to transfer your prescriptions to Klein's Pharmacy. They are there for you and your family to ensure your pharmacy experience is quicker and more convenient than ever by offering RX2Go, a free mobile app. To submit refills, text message notifications when scripts are ready for pickup, free delivery, convenient drive-through, free antibiotics, and free multivitamins. Find out more by visiting their website, KleinsMedicenterPharmacy.com, or call 883-5788.
Well, let's meet our starters in this ball game. The Valley Vikings will start Emma Rosner, Lacey Yunt, Lexi Black, Lauren Gallagher, and Madison Lucas. Bismarck will start Savannah Tate, Macy Boutry, Riley Henson, Brooklyn Fitzwater, and Alyssa Sago. The tap is won by Bismarck, and we are underway. Lady Indians in their burgundy uniforms. They've got gray numbers and letters and gray stripes down the side. Bismarck will play it to Alyssa Sago over on that right wing, moving it left to right as I look at and describe the action to you. Bismarck works it down to the left corner now. They get in the hands of Fitzwater. Fitzwater plays it across to the right corner. Tate for 3. Yes, ma'am. Savannah Tate drills it to open our game. 3-0 Bismarck on top. The Valley Vikings now have their first offensive possession. Their uniforms look a little bit like the Iowa State Cyclones. They're white with the gold numbers and letters and the red outline and red on the shoulders. They're moving it right to left as Will and I look at and describe the action to you here. It's a 2-3 zone employed by Bismarck to start this game. Valley swings it down to the right corner. That's to their guard, Rosner. And now a shot from straight on will not fall. A one-and-done proposition. And Bismarck has the basketball back. This is Sago. They ran a box and one on her in the previous meeting. And it looks like they're going to be running a triangle and two on Sago and Tate to start this game. Shifting defenses by Caleb Tiffenauer and company. Ball tapped out of bounds off of Valley, and Bismarck's got it back. Tate swings over to the right corner. They won't guard her man-to-man there, so they'll turn her free. And now it's a left elbow jumper extended that time by Boutry, and that one won't fall. Valley looking for its first score now. Swing it down to the right corner. Rosner back out along the arc. This is Lucas to the free throw line. Gallagher back to Lucas. Triple in the air for the tie. Wouldn't go. Long rebound, and Valley tracks it down. Emma Rosner's got it. Bounces in between the circles. This is Lucas. Lucas swings to the left wing. Three-pointer away by Yunt. That one's missed. Rebound, stick back, and that one's up and in by Emma Rosner. The 5'3 sophomore gets the rebound. At 5'3, she averages 4.5 rebounds a game. A 3-2 lead for Bismarck. A steal by Valley of Caledonia. They try to push it down the floor but lose the loose ball to Fitzwater. Brooklyn grabs it back, fires to Tate. Tate will set up on the offensive side now. They'll watch Sago all over the floor now right here. It's a modified diamond box and diamond and one right there by Bismarck. Swing it to the right wing. Bismarck will say, all right, well, we'll let Briley Ensign shoot a three. She bombs in her 35th of the season, shooting 29% out there. The Indians with two threes. That's their scoring. And one deuce for Valley, a 6-2 lead for Bismarck as Sago steals the ball away from a driving Lexi Black, but whistled for the foul. Well, it looked like Sago was just standing her ground and caught the ball as it came into her, but apparently not the case. 5:41 remaining in our first quarter and a 6-2 lead. It's Bismarck on top on the strength of a couple of three-point shots. A curl drive to the middle of the lane by Lucas, hands to Gallagher. Gallagher at 5'11", the junior. Now they play it back up top. Madison Lucas, 5'7", sophomore. Lucas, a deep three, 20-footer, wouldn't go. Long rebound, rattles around, Sago hauls it in. Alyssa Sago averaging 17.5 points a game, drives and charges. Boy, Sago finding herself on the wrong end of a couple of calls. I thought she just caught the ball as the defender came through and had a steal the last time down. This time, she glances off of a defender from the side and they whistle her for a charge. And that is her second. Now, you would automatically assume that's very bad news, and I would too, but I'll tell you that Bismarck played this team within 5 points in a game that Sago scored only six. Now a foul whistled against Bismarck again. And that one's on Briley Henson, her first. It's Valley basketball. Valley entering it down. A double team down to the right, low block. And now they're working back outside to Lexi Black. Lexi Black's numbers are tremendous. 20 points per game, over three assists. Three-pointer by her won't fall there, though, and Henson grabs a hold of the rebound. Briley fires it off to Tate. Tate bringing it across the floor. Swings it back to the right wing, Henson. Henson back to Tate. They throw a bullet down underneath. Now Fitzwater turns, goes to the left hand. Off the window, shot wouldn't fall. But the cleanup and the stick back will by Boutry. Boutry averaging 2.5 points. She's got two right there, and it's an 8-2 lead for Bismarck. Bismarck with the early six-point advantage at the 4.5-minute mark of this first quarter. Down to the right corner now. Lucas thought about the three, didn't want it. Spin it over the left wing. Yunk will shoot it, and the three-pointer won't go for her. Rebound away for Bismarck, and the Lady Indians have started out very, very well in this district semifinal game. We're halfway through our first quarter, and Bismarck has allowed only 2 points from Valley, who's scoring 62 a game. Sago goes behind her back, spins to the head of the circle to Boutry. Now over to the left wing, three-pointer away by Henson. That won't fall. And the rebound tracked down by Lucas, who motors across the timeline, fires it up ahead. That's to Rosner. Rosner weaves through traffic and pins it off the window for two more. They've got four. She's got them all.
What a terrific composure there by Rosner. She got the ball going full speed, was able to keep the dribble and the feet, not travel, and get an easy lane.
One of the keys at any level, really of any sport, is not get sped up, and she sure didn't right there. As Bismarck attacks on the right low block with Briley Henson, as she works her way to the goal, she is fouled by Lucas. First one on Lucas. Henson will go to the free throw line. She's got two shots upcoming. A 47% shooter from there. Henson averaging 16 points a game and 8.5 rebounds. And she fires this one through. Didn't look like a 47.2% shooter that time. A 9-4 lead for the Indians. 6-17 on the year. The Vikings are 16-8. Henson misses the second. Rebound ripped away by the Vikings. This is Black with it now. Black crossover dribble at the timeline. Plays a two-handed chest pass over to the left wing. Stolen away by Sago. Sago runs the length of the floor. Right side layup. Blocked, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line. Good sportsmanship right there by Lauren Gallagher. She blocked the shot of Sago. Sago tumbled down to the floor, but quickly came and helped her back up. And Alyssa goes to the free throw line. A 80% marksman on the air. And that one hits another Manilon. Sago's first point. Sago averaging 17.5 points per game, but she's averaging only 5 per game in 2 outings against the Vikings. And she splits the strings that time as well. Perfect on the 2 shots, and it's an 11-4 lead for Bismarck. They lead it by 7 now. Their largest lead of the game, and it comes at the 3:10 mark of this first quarter. 3-pointer up by Rosner, missed it. Backside rebound, Lucas. They'll fire it now back to the head of the circle. This is Black. Black slashes down the right side. Euro step. Shot wouldn't go on the layup. Rebound ripped away by Fitzwater. Fitzwater hands to Tate. Savannah runs the floor. She has one of the 2 threes put in so far by Bismarck. And she distributes down to the right corner. Boutry, though, misses it from 16. A beautiful pass on a touch pass by Black. Up the floor to her teammate, Yunt. Yunt scores it, and now you see why Black averages more than 3 assists per game. 11-6, a 5-point lead for Bismarck. Lady Indians with the basketball. 2.5 minutes remain in this first frame. And good defense that time by Valley Acali as they tap it out of bounds. It'll be Sago to put the ball in play. Her 4 teammates form a box around the lane. Alyssa fires it to Tate. Right corner. Open 3. Missed it short. Long rebound taken away by Black. Black racing up the floor. She's got a 2-on-2. Steps through one defender and whistles it through for 2. She didn't look like she had much of an angle, but she found it.
A spectacular move. Before that with the Euro step, had a great move. Couldn't quite finish. That time she did.
2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in our first quarter. And now Black picks the offensive player clean and misses the layup on the other end. Grabs her own rebound, misses this one too. But she's headed to the free throw line. She took that ball right away from Boutry. Lexi Black, one of those stat sheet stuffers. 20 points, 2.5 rebounds, over 3 assists, also leads the team at 3.2 steals per game, and we just saw why. She's just a sophomore. A 74% foul shooter on the year. Got the first one, and she's got 3. 11-9, and it's been 5 straight for Valley of Caledonia. Second one up for Black, got them both, and she's got 4. Bismarck ball, Savannah Tate running point. They'll guard Sago man-to-man and run a morphing box with the other 4. Sago backs up, and the person in charge of her is Lacey Yount. Skip pass over to the left side. Tate slashes through, goes to the left hand, nifty drive, but shifts, rattled it in and out. And the rebound taken down by Gallagher. Gallagher plays it up to Black. Black has the ball tapped away from behind on a good hustle play by Tate, and the ball tapped away off of Bismarck. A chance, though, for Valley of Caledonia to take its first lead of the game. A 1:39 remaining in the first.
Yeah, it just feels so fast right now. Both teams playing at the high motor.
And now the inbound play to Lucas. And Lucas splashes home a 3. A 40% shooter outside of the arc on the year. Lucas hits her first 3, and it's a 13-11 lead for Valley of Caledonia. It comes at the 1:25 mark of this first quarter of play. And it's a 9-0 run by Valley. Finally broken on the reverse layup by Savannah Tate. And we're tied at 13. 70 seconds left, first quarter. Black over on the right wing. Plays down to the right corner, Rosner. Rosner right back to Black. They'll play catch along the perimeter with Lucas. Lucas enters to the free throw line. Gallagher now goes down to the right corner, Rosner. Black outside of the arc. Missed the shot. Rebound, Rosner. Rosner's stick back won't go. And another chance now for Valley of Cali as Yunt grabs it and throws in the mid-range jumper from 8 feet out. 4 points for Yunt and a 15-13 lead for Valley. 45 ticks left. Tate goes to the left hand, goes to the left side. That's for Henson. Henson lobs down underneath. Ball intended right there for Sago. They'll send it back outside. Long 3-pointer launched by Henson. Out of bounds, and it's going to go over to the Lady Vikings.
Deep 3 there.
Both of these teams are better shooting three-pointers. Bismarck shoots 34% inside of the arc, 31% outside of the arc. You get the extra point outside of the arc, the adjusted field goal percentage says they should shoot a three every time. Same with Valley. They shoot 36% outside of the arc, 37% overall.
How about that for a stat? When do you get two teams?
Fired it away, huh?
Three-point shooting contest.
15-13. Valley leads. They've got the ball. 12 seconds left first quarter. They're looking for the last shot. And they're playing catch out along the perimeter. It's Lucas, a 3-pointer with 8 seconds remaining. Maybe they weren't looking for the last shot. Rebound. Stick back. Gallagher's on the board. And Valley going to take a 4-point lead to the second quarter. It's Valley of Caledonia 17. Bismarck 13. We're back after this 1 minute pause with your district semifinal hoops right here on J98.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161. Anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Valley of Cali leads Bismarck here. Bismarck was on top in this game, 11-4, but it was a 9-0 push by Valley of Caledonia to take the lead. They shoot it up to start the first possession here, the second frame. Rattled in and out. Rebound ripped down by Henson for Bismarck. Henson will hand it off to Tate, running point. Tate slashes left of the lane. Rises up, throws it up. Off the window with the left hand. Wouldn't go. Rebound, stick back. Fitzwater, that's not there. Third try, Tate. That'll go down. 7 points for Tate. Boy, she's had a great first half. Scored 20 the last time these two met, in fact. And here's a drive by Valley of Caledonia now on the left side. And Yunt is knocked off of her stride as she goes in. So she'll go to the free throw line for two. Whistle goes on Henson. That's her second. Our tip-off brought to us by Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends. Highway 67 north of Farmington. We'll be looking for our Unico Bank play or player of the game. It's our discretion. Will and I will figure it out. We'll tell it to you later. Lacey Yunt pops through the free throw. She's got 5. Average is just over 8. She's almost there. She's got 6. And it's a 4-point advantage for Valley. 19-15. 7:15 remaining in the second frame. Savannah Tate trying to fend off all those F-16 fighters buzzing at her, and she's fouled as she tried to swat somebody away. That's the first foul whistled on Lexi Black. Sago puts it in play. That's for Tate. They'll guard Sago now, man-to-man. And they're really running kind of a 1-3, a distended box right there, as Tate pops it through it again. She's got 9. Tate averages 9.3 on the year. That was just inside of the three-point arc. So 19-17. And Valley leads by a pair. A drive right side. Rosner all the way through. Missed the layup. Sego's got the backside rebound. Alyssa with a white pre-wrap headband right there. Fires it to the left wing. Boutry. Boutry works it down to the left corner. Tate. Tate lost the dribble. Picked it back up. And plays to Boutry on the left wing. Boutry drives to the free throw line. Stops. Turns around. Hands it off to Sego. And Black tried to steal it from behind, but Asego turned into her. Black clipped her on the arm. So both leading scorers on the year for these squads with 2 personals apiece. Asego for Bismarck, and now Black for Valley.
Black being very, very aggressive on the perimeter. 2 fouls already. You might see her kind of, stop a little bit of that aggressiveness in order to try to preserve those fouls.
You might see her go to the bench. Yeah. Like she just did. Kirsten Tuttle checks in for her.
Another good method to avoid fouls.
Yeah. The ball slapped away into the backcourt, and a terrific steal by Lucas. Left-hand layup. Yes, ma'am. What a play just to kind of bat it away from the defense and then run around them and go get it on the other side. 21-17, a 4-point lead for Valley. Curling off a screen. Here's Sego now. Sego over to the right wing. Does not have a field goal in this game. Has only two free throws. Another steal by Valley of Caledonia. 3-on-2 break. Running down the right side of the lane. Rosner. Huge contact. Ball dislodged. It's a no call. And it'll go back to Bismarck on the out of bounds. Let's thank Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills and Stonecrest Care Center in Viburnum for sponsoring our coverage of district basketball tonight. Here from Bismarck. Savannah Tate pounding it on the hardwood. Dribble weave handoff. That's to Sago. And Sago throws a beautiful lob down underneath for Henson. But Henson tried to turn, fire, missed the shot. And Valley of Cali's on the run again. Right side layup, reversing it is Lacey Yunt. And she's got eight. Oh, the Vikings are good on the open floor, aren't they?
They're terrific on the open floor. Whether it's getting a steal off a turnover or just right there on a rebound, the way they can outlet and run has been very impressive.
And they've got the largest lead of the game, 23-17. It comes at the 5:15 mark now of the second quarter of play. Three-pointer launched by Tate. Missed it. Backside rebound ripped down by Tuttle. Tuttle, though, throws it into the forecourt, and it's stolen right back by Sago. Sago will run the point right here. Looks for a screen, picks one up, fires from 25 feet, missed it. I thought she walked too, Will. No call. 23-17. Valley's got it. Just under five to go in the first half. And now there's a drive down the left side of the lane. Gallagher has it all stolen away. Sago picked her clean. Sago goes behind her back now and fires it to the left wing, Henson. Henson works with it. Back to Sago. Sago tried to force one into a double team, and it's stolen away by Valley of Caledonia. Once again on the run. Running that break, Gallagher tries to take it down the middle of the lane and has the ball tapped away and out of bounds. Coming up at the half, we'll hear from head coach Randy Payne of the victorious Viburnum Lady Jays and David Burrows from Ellington. 23-17, timeout, 4:28 remaining in the second quarter. Valley on top, back in 30 seconds on the boot.
Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade is your direct connection to great deals on farm supplies. Check out their big selection of Steel and Cub Cadet products. And be sure to see their full line of Purina feeds in bulk or bag size. And they encourage you to call now for prepay fertilizer prices and ask about their 10 new fertilizer buggies to better suit your needs. 573-766-5461. That's Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade. What you need at great prices.
We've got another good one going. Will had a great game earlier between Ellington and Viburnum. Viburnum pulling away at the end with a 9-0 run. Ended up vaulting them into the title game. Bismarck and Valley, well, they'll be looking for the same come the second half. But right now, it's Valley of Caledonia by six with the basketball. 4.5 minutes remaining, second quarter. Valley puts it in play to the left corner, Rosner. She curls all the way to the middle, that has the ball slapped away. Loose ball picked back up by Valley, right in the hands of Young, who pops through the 16-footer. She says, look what I found. And what she found is a two-point field goal, 25-17. An eight-point lead for Valley. 4:05 remaining in the second quarter. Sago's got the ball. Turns it loose to Tate. Tate slashes down the middle of the lane. Uses the left hand on the finger roll. And Tate's got 11. She's got 11 of her team's 19. 25-19. A six-point advantage for Valley of Cali. Down to the right corner. Rosner pump fake. Slides inside. Oh, that's a beauty. Rosner with 6 points.
What a terrific pump fake. Drives baseline. Nobody around her for an easy 2 points.
Eight-point advantage for the Lady Vikes. 27. 2-19, matching their largest of the game again. Dangerous skip pass, but not stolen. Tate's got it in the right corner. Drive stops, fires, missed it. Rebound tapped out off of Valley. So Bismarck with another chance here. 3:25 remaining in the second frame. 27-19, Valley of Caledonia leads it. Valley's finest season since 1999. Three-pointer, it's a step-back triple for Briley Henson, and she drilled it. She's got seven. A pair of triples for the 5'9 junior. She's made it a five-point game. 27-22. Valley of Caledonia still on top here. Emma Rosner grabs it at the head of the circle, picks her dribble up. She expected the zig over on that right wing, but she got the zag and she threw it out of bounds. So Bismarck gets it back. 3 minutes to go, first half. Savannah Tate, she has played a wonderful game at the point. She averages 4 assists per ball game, but tonight she's the leading scorer with 11 and slashes down the left side again. Can't hit the runner this time. Rebound ripped down by Tuttle. Tuttle hounded in the backcourt. Tate nearly ripped it off in a quick timeout by Caleb Tiffenhauer and the Valley Vikes. 27-22. Valley leads by five, and we're back after this 30-second pause on the boot.
The Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum assists people with disabilities to remain independent in their own home. They will do their best to help point you in the right direction, whether it is equipment you need or with services necessary in making everyday living more independent and easy for you. If you have a disability, call the Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum, 244-5402. That's 244-5402.
Chad Speaker, Will Chester, Mike Side, and Christian Cooper back at the studio, engineering and operating our games tonight. Appreciate Christian's great work. There's a little travel by Valley. They thought I saw a seam down the middle. It quickly closed. A little shuffle of the feet. It's back to the Indians. Here's the point guard, Savannah Tate, listed a 5'3", a junior, left-hand dominant, and scoops it over to Sago. Sago curls off a screen, but then quickly double-teamed as she gets outside of the arc. She's just looking for a little help now and lobs it to her teammate there at the free throw line. That shot won't fall. And the ball is deflected, and it comes back over to Valley of Caledonia. Valley working on the half-court set here. Rosner has it on the right high wing. They go into a little traffic, work it back outside. Three-pointer by Younts. Wouldn't go. Got her own rebound. Drives it in. Off the window. Wouldn't go. Ball tapped out. And it was Caitlin Weeks that touched it last. Just under two to play first half. And it's just a five-point lead here for the Valley Vikings. 27-22.
Bismarck has done a much better job in the second half of this quarter. The first 4 minutes of this quarter, they had five turnovers, and they have yet to turn it over in the last two.
27-22. Now swing it to the right wing. It's Sago with the basketball. Sago draws a whole lot of attention when she grabs a hold. Now they go down to the right corner. That's to Tate. Tate threw a beautiful pass to the right low block. Ashley Turner did a nice job holding on to it, and she was fouled on the shot attempt.
Yeah, it was almost as if Turner wasn't expecting it. It was such a terrific no-look pass, almost behind her neck. A little Steve Nash-esque there.
That was the third personal foul, too, on Lexi Black, who averages over 20 points per game for the Valley Vikings.
Yeah, and that's big. That's big. That was her being aggressive on the perimeter. That time she gets the foul called down low, and she just checks out of the game probably for the rest of the first half of action.
Central Boys defeated Grandview tonight, 69-51. It's St. Pius and West County over on AM 1400 KJF. South Iron falls to or defeats Marquand 66-49. Free throw won't fall for Turner. And so we'll go the other way. Down to the left corner, the Valley Vikings set up their offense. It was a high-low look that time to Rosner, but just too difficult of a pass. And that one deflects back over to Bismarck. Bismarck looks to the left low block, and this one makes two complete revolutions around the rim for Turner and then finds the bottom. 27-24.
Another terrific pass once again.
It was a cross-key look that time. Turner went high to grab it. 1 minute remaining in our first half, and Bismarck just won't go away here. Valley looks to high-low again, a better pass this time. Rosner, and Rosner muscles it through a double team. She's got eight. Average is just 7.5. She's having a very good ball game and a five-point advantage once again for Valley of Caledonia as they shift into a 1-3-1 zone here. A bullet pass down underneath once again intended for Turner, but this one's stolen away and running the length of the floor for the layup is Gallagher. Lauren, 4 points. Average is 11.5, and the margin now 7. Largest lead has been 8, but they lead 31-24. With 20 seconds left in the first half. And the ball tapped out and off of Bismarck. So 19 seconds remaining. And the ball being put in play by Gallagher. Gallagher hands it off to Lucas. Lucas over to the right wing. That's for Weeks. Weeks looks down underneath now. Nice pass to Yunt. She ducks under a defender, but she can't finish the play. And now here comes Tate with 5-4. Tate slashing the middle. 3-2. Off the window. Got it to go. Savannah Tate beats the clock, and she makes it a 5-point ball game as we head toward the locker rooms. Valley of Caledonia, 31. Bismarck, 26. Your halftime show coming up after this. 1 minute timeout on the boot.
There's no place like home, but when age or illness turns home from a place of happiness into one of loneliness, it may be time to consider a healthcare facility. Whether your need is short-term rehabilitation or long-term care, St. Genevieve Care Center offers high-quality medical care complemented by a dedicated staff who offer warmth, wisdom, and the experience of caring, which makes their facility the next best thing to being home. Dignity, respect, care. St. Genevieve Care Center, 1010 St. Gen Drive in St. Genevieve. Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, private insurance, and hospice accepted.
Featherlite trailers are built to haul. Mauser Steel. For a trailer built to last, we're the ones you call. Mauser Steel. There's a Featherlite built for anything you do. Mauser Steel. From horses to hot wheels, there's a trailer for you. Mauser Steel.
Valley of Caledonia leading Bismarck here at the half. Girls play. Let's recap the scoring, and then we'll have the interviews with our coaches from our last game. For Bismarck, they get 13 points for Savannah Tate. She's been terrific. Riley Henson scored 7. Macy Boutry with 2. Alyssa Sago has a pair, and 2 for Ashley Turner. The Valley Vikings get 8 from Emma Rosner. Lexi Black scoring 4. She averages over 20 a game. She's got 3 personals as well. Madison Lucas with 5, Lauren Gallagher with 4, and Lacey Young. Terrific first half for her. She's got 10. At the half, 31-26. Valley of Caledonia leading Bismarck in girls' district semifinal play. And we'll talk with our coaches from our last ball game coming up, as we'll hear from the victorious head coach of Via Burnham, Randy Payne, and David Burrows from Ellington. That's after this 1 minute timeout on J98.
McCormick and Ellington Telcom wish area athletes the best of luck during this year's district basketball competition. McCormick is your technology resource, and their staff is ready to assist you with business communications, IP-based solutions, fiber connectivity, computer networking, and a whole lot more. Contact McCormick today, and good luck to the Ellington Whippets from McCormick, your hometown connection.
There's no better time than now to transfer your prescriptions to Klein's Pharmacy. They are there for you and your family to ensure your pharmacy experience is quicker and more convenient than ever by offering RX2Go, a free mobile app. To submit refills, text message notifications when scripts are ready for pickup, free delivery, convenient drive-through, free antibiotics, and free multivitamins. Find out more by visiting their website, KleinsMedicenterPharmacy.com, or call 883-5788.
Here with Coach Payne of the Viburnum Lady Jays. Coach, congratulations on that victory. A very hard-fought battle.
Oh, it was a rough one. I set before it started. They're big, they're physical, and I knew they were going to try to eliminate our paint game because that's who we are. Get the ball in the paint, and they did a very good job of it.
Yeah, they really beat up Emily Parker a little bit. Got her in foul trouble early, but she was able to still make quite the impact towards the end of the game.
Yeah, we sat her there. You know, her and the Dunkey girl are... Randy are both huge for us. They work hard in there, and the girls off the bench really stepped up. Jackie Smith hitting that 3 at a 1-point game, that was just huge for us. And I told her it was going to be there, so she hit it. It's a really big shot for her.
Yeah, that really sparked the big run, and then also Alexis Payne hit another 3 to help that run as well. So that was big on that part. Another player that I thought had a nice game was Kinsley Payne. She did a terrific job at getting to the free throw line.
You know, she's been doing good ever since she came back about 3 weeks ago. She missed 3 weeks with a bad ankle sprain, and ever since she's coming back, she's kind of like controls the floor for us. You know, she's not the point, she's not the center, but she's the one that controls the game. And if you sink on Emily, she's going to kill you with that mid-range jump shot.
And how about the play of Alexa? She had all 11 of her points in the second half. Again, hit that big three and then kind of facilitated things on your offensive side.
Yeah, during the timeout, I said, Alexa, they're sinking. There's so many people guarding Emily and Brandy and worrying about the paint. Just, you know, they went man-to-man, and she was faster than the person guarding her. I said, just take them to the basket, get close, and see if you can get a good look. And she did. And then she hit that three, too, when they backed off.
Got to feel good going to the championship game. How much time do you take to enjoy this victory before focusing on the next game?
The girls are enjoying it now. I don't take no time. I'm getting ready to scout now. We've played both these teams twice, or once each this year. There's no time to enjoy as a coach.
Absolutely. And what do you see from these two teams that could pose an issue?
They're very similar. They both like shooting a three because they don't have a bunch of size. And that was an issue before we played both. We had to make an adjustment. But we just have to stay with our game. Take your time. Get the ball in the paint. Get the high percentage shots off.
Coach, congratulations on the championship berth.
Thank you, sir.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley of Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck this school season, and remember to focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade is your direct connection to great deals on farm supplies. Check out their big selection of Steel and Cub Cadet products, and be sure to see their full line of Purina feeds in bulk or bag size. And they encourage you to call now for prepay fertilizer prices and ask about their 10 new fertilizer buggies to better suit your needs. 573-766-5461. That's Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade. What you need at great prices.
Hard-fought game, really close throughout until about the fourth quarter, and the Lady Jays pulled away a little bit. How do you evaluate your performance?
I feel like defensively we executed well. We did what we wanted to do on defense. Offensively, I feel like our field goal percentage wasn't near where we wanted it to be. We had some good shots. They just weren't falling for us tonight, and that's what happens. It ended up being a close game, and you know, we were looking for the win, but really we really improved throughout the season. I'm really, really proud of the girls.
One thing to note, though, Emily Parker, you guys did a pretty good job holding her down, especially early on in the game and getting her into foul trouble.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Whenever I put Allie Moss on whoever I put her on, she's gonna knock their shooting percentage down. She's gonna knock their points total down by quite a bit. And I feel like that she did her job and did everything she was supposed to do as far as the team defensively. That was a great effort.
And Cawthorn and Strop down low also played pretty well for you.
Yes, they are definitely a big key. Of course, we lose streak this year, and that's going to hurt us for next year, but I've got some that are coming up that are going to step up, and I think they'll be able to fill the position.
In terms of your perimeter shooting, it wasn't really quite there tonight. Is that a big issue and something that you'd like to improve on going into next season?
I don't feel like it was a game-to-game issue. I just feel like maybe the setting or, you know, something wasn't right. But most of the time, they're usually knocking down the perimeter shots, and they weren't falling tonight, and it reflected on our offensive performance.
And what was your message to your team? Like we talked about in the pregame, a very young team overall, so a lot of bright future ahead.
They're already ready to get back in the gym and get better and be ready to be back here next year.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The staff, students, and faculty of the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum would like to take this opportunity to wish the Viburnum Blue Jays the best of luck this basketball season. The Iron County C4 Schools are proud of the players and coaches of Blue Jays basketball. You all give countless hours of hard work and dedication. Good luck to the Viburnum Blue Jays from everyone at the Iron County C4 School District in Viburnum. You're all great players, great people, and you know how to get the job done right. Go Blue Jays!
Citizens Electric would like to wish their hometown team, St. Vincent and Valley Catholic, good luck in basketball district play. They'd also like to remind you that you can save buckets of cash when you participate in Power Moves rebates. Receive up to $7.50 off the purchase price of Energy Star LED lamps with a limit of 25 lamps per year. Find out more at powermoves.com. Just one more advantage to being a Citizens Electric member.
The Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum assists people with disabilities to remain independent in their own home. They will do their best to help point you in the right direction, whether it is equipment you need or with services necessary in making everyday living more independent and easy for you. If you have a disability, call the Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum, 244-5402. That's 244-5402.
Bismarck takes the ball to start the second half of play. Valley of Caledonia leads 31-26. District semifinal play. There's another good drive by Savannah Tate, but she misses the left side runner. And the rebound is taken down by Valley. Rosner throws the outlet pass. Lexi Black back in the ball game with the three personal fouls. Lexi, averaging 20.2 points per game, has only four tonight. Alyssa Sago averages 18 for Bismarck. She's got only two. So with the big guns not hitting, some of the other players have picked up the load for Bismarck. Savannah Tate has 13 and 10 points for Yunt for Valley of Caledonia. There's a little driving scoop down the left side by Rosner, and she finds the range for points number 9 and 10. A 7-point advantage for Valley of Caledonia, 33-26. Just into our second half of play, 1 minute in. Tate drives, stops, fires it, missed it. Got the rebound, but then stripped of it by Yount. And Yount's running the other way, hands it off to Black. Black scoops it up, couldn't hit it, but she'll go to the free throw line, and this will be the third personal on Sago. Black to the free throw line, where she is a 74% shooter on the season. She's 2 for 2 so far tonight. The winner of this one plays Viburnum. Free throw rattles in, out, and back in again, and Lexi Black has 5. Black shooting 44% outside of the arc this year with 46 threes, but not shot very many tonight. Doesn't have one. Has 4 free throws and 4 tries, though, and the lead swells to 9, 35-26. Valley leads it. 6:45 remaining in the third. There's a steal and a run. And here comes Black down the floor. Left side layup. Missed it! And on the rebound, a foul over the back. It was Lacey Yunt. That's her first personal. Well, that foul doesn't happen if you can just hit the layup. Also, you got an 11-point lead.
Yeah, that was definitely a frustration foul. Because in the layup there, tried to do a little too much on the rebound.
So Tate measures the defense. And she's guarded man-to-man and picked clean by Black. Lexi the other way. She doesn't miss this. Oh, she does! Oh, mercy! She missed the layup from the left side, came back and missed one from the right side. And two times in a row, Young fouls over the back. Boy, Black could have had 4 quick points and held Yunt to no fouls, and instead she can't make either one of them. The defense superb, and now she fouls. And Lexi Black now has her 4th personal. We're going to have a few twists and turns along the way, I guess.
Yeah, and it actually does not go against Black that time.
Oh, that was on Lucas, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Thank you, Will.
Madison Lucas, that's her 2nd.
That one goes against Lucas. And now from the left corner, Tate fires off an 18-footer, wouldn't go. Rebound ripped down by Black. Black spins in the backcourt, fires it across to the right side to Rosner. Rosner enters it down underneath, and great positioning by Gallagher. She made that one before she ever got it. What I mean, she had great position, Will.
Absolutely. Once you got control of the basketball, that was the easy part.
37-26. The lead swells to 11, and now it's a one and done for Bismarck, and we go the other way. Right side layup, count this one, and the Valley Vikings are on the run. Yount has 12, 39-26, and a timeout by Kevin Wilkins and the Bismarck Indians. A full one, we'll take it with them. 5:36 remaining in the third. Back in a minute on the boot.
McCormick and Ellington Telecom wish area athletes the best of luck during this year's district basketball competition. McCormick is your technology resource, and their staff is ready to assist you with business communications, IP-based solutions, fiber connectivity, computer networking, and a whole lot more. Contact McCormick today, and good luck to the Ellington Whippets from McCormick, your hometown connection.
Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace, a family-owned and operated business, offers a wide variety of fireplaces and stoves to fit your needs with wood-burning, gas, and electric units. Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace carries all the great brands you're looking for, including Buck, Monison, Security, and many more. That's Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace, just good old customer service. Call them today at 431-2566 on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, OzarkInsulation.com.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
J98, The Boot.
Another steal by Lexi Black. She works the Valley of Caledonia back in the offensive set. But it's a tie-up as the ball comes loose. And on the alternate possession, it'll be Valley of Cali's ball. Lexi Black steps out to toss it in. Fires it into the right corner. Gallagher right back to Black. Open three. Right corner. Missed it short. Backside rebound. Sago. Sago motors her way across the timeline. Pulls up. Head of the circle. Now tries to dribble through a double team. Can't do that one. It's pitched ahead now. And fumbled by Lucas. Taken back by Tate. Tate left side layup. Got it. She's got 15. So a 13-point advantage is at 11 now. Congratulations to the Central boys. The Rebels beat Grandview 69-51 to advance to their district championship. And now here's a right-side runner that won't fall for Rosner. And St. Pius leading, or West County leading St. Pius 19-10 after the first quarter. And that game on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJF. Bismarck basketball here on J98. 39-28, Valley of Caledonia leading Bismarck here. A bullet pass down underneath, and not a great opportunity to catch that one. That one's in and out of the hands and back over to Valley of Caledonia. Tate going to come up to provide some token full court pressure on Black. Black shifting from the right to the left hand, back and forth again, and fires it over to the left wing. That's to Lucas. Lucas enters it, work it back out, right wing Gallagher. Gallagher one dribble and plays it down to the right corner. Black. Black slides inside and fires it off the window for two. A very quick first step by Lexi.
Very pretty pump fake first step. Just took her, left her defender in the dust for an easy two-point layup.
So 41-28, the lead back to 13. Skip pass and finally tracked down by Henson. Good work by Henson that time. Henson tried to get it over to Sago, who was curling around. And Alyssa did a great job just to keep it alive for her team. Henson tries a three, missed. Tate rebound, got it to go. She's got 17. And a timeout on the floor. 3:44 remaining in the third, 41-30. We're back in 30 seconds right here on J98.
The Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum assists people with disabilities to remain independent in their own home. They will do their best to help point you in the right direction, whether it is equipment you need or with services necessary in making everyday living more independent and easy for you. If you have a disability, call the Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum, 244-5402. That's 244-5402.
Advantage for Valley of Caledonia, and after the timeout, Bismarck going to clamp on a full court press here. It is going to be hard to press Lexi Black, I'll tell you that. Black brings it across that timeline. She's watched by Tate. Black fires it to Gallagher on the left wing, curling up to grab it as a Rosner head of the circle. Rosner had a high low but didn't connect on it, and now Black curls around to the left side and just squeaked it over the top of the rim. Lexi with points number 9 and 10, and the lead's back to 13, 43-30. And now another drive left side. There's Tate again. Nobody can check Tate tonight. She's got 19, and then a quick foul.
Yeah, Tate has been, no one just, like you said, no one can stop her when she drives to the basket. And she's got that wide open left-handed layup. She's, you know, even missed a couple shots earlier on. So she's had plenty of open looks, and she's really capitalized on the most part.
Fitzwater poked Black in the eye, and Lexi now has a contact that's been forced out of her left eye, I believe. And she's come. Nice way to run your offense as Lacey Young got open inside of the right low block. And that is the fourth foul now on Alyssa Sago. Boy, with the season hanging in the balance, I don't know if you can afford even to take her out. And now at the right baseline, the jumper wouldn't fall for Roberts. 10-footer Rebound taken down by Henson. Henson hands to Sago. Alyssa with 2 points and 4 fouls. An unusual spot for the 5'4 junior that averages almost 18 points a game. Bismarck misses the shot from the right low block. They're headed the other way, and here's Lucas with it now. Lucas fires it over to the left wing. That's for Yount. Back to Lucas. And a bouncer to the right wing. Gallagher's outside of the arc. Looks for a drive. Goes for the left hand. Trying to get it back to the right. Then fouled by Henson on the way in. For Henson, that's foul number 3. 43-32. An 11-point advantage for Valley of Caledonia. And they've got Lauren Gallagher at the free throw line trying to add on. And the first one falls through. She's got 7 points. A few other scores coming in. As we told you, South Iron beat Marquand in boys play. Fatima and Steelville season, 63-33. St. James advancing over Bourbon, 64-50. Thanks to Greg Armbruster doing good work back at the studio in the station, passing along those scores as Gallagher notches another, and she's got 8. 45-32 matches the largest lead for Valley of Caledonia. Mid-post, right side, turnaround jumper. That one a flat shot, rattles in and out for Henson. Loose ball on the deck and tied up. And the alternate possession, we'll keep it right here with Bismarck. And Savannah Tate gets up with the wince. Wouldn't want to see her get out. She's played great. You know, I didn't notice that. She's got like a reverse ponytail right there with a nice little fountain of hair at the top. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know what that's called, unfortunately, though. I'm sure there's a name for it.
What do you mean? I just named it something.
You know, I want to say there's something a little more official than that.
All right, so the jumper is missed. Tate misses the follow, and Valley of Cali's got it back quickly the other way. Rosner tries the three, misses the shot. Diving out of bounds to try to save it back in was Curtin. And the ball's on the deck once again, and the tie-up this time leaves it right there with Valley of Cali. And it looks like Lexi Black is going to be good to go and come back in. It's nice to see after she got jabbed in the eye, she'll be back in.
Always tough with those eye injuries. You never know how serious they could be. Fortunately, just a contact, it looks like.
1:51 remaining in the third. And closeout defense by Tate on the inbound. And she pokes that one back and out of bounds. So we'll try it again, this time near the corner. Lauren Gallagher goes over to put it in play. Valley Vikings 16-8, their best team since 1999. Terrific job by this ball club. It has 0 seniors on it. In fact, both of these teams with 0 seniors. The drive by Rosner slams into Henson, no call. Henson gets the short shot up the floor. It's Curtin. Curtin left the lane, hands it over to Tate. Tate driving, stopping, firing. High off the window, got it to go. What a shot from Tate. And she even impressed herself. Blackjack for Savannah. She's got 21. 45-34. The lead 11 for Valley of Caledonia. Here's a back cut by Black. Black all the way through. Puts it in the left hand and scores it. She's really good with that offhand as she'll go to the line to look for the three-point play.
And just what about the chemistry there between Black and Yunt? They directly knew what was going to happen. Yunt read Black and flashed to the basket. Beautiful pass. Even better finish.
Henson now and Sago, the two leading scorers on the season for the Bismarck, have 4 fouls apiece as Black finishes the three-point play by burying the free throw, and she's got 13 points. And the lead now swells to 14, the largest of the game, 48-34. Valley of Caledonia leading it with 75 seconds left in the third frame. Savannah Tate going end-to-end, fires it to the right low block, but the jumper's missed by Boutry. And that ball, once again, lines up on the hardwood. And a tie-up keeps it this time with Bismarck. But Tate making plays for others there as well. She's just played superb today.
She really has. She's controlled that point very well for Bismarck. No doubt about it. Getting to the basket. Beautiful pass there, unfortunately, that she could not convert.
Boutry plays it in for Tate. Tate fires it across the way over to the right wing, Curtin. Curtin a bullet. That pass intended for Boutry. In that of her hands. And Valley of Caledonia will have it back. 48-34, Valley leading it.
Looked like Boutry was trying to go set a screen there and then was surprised by the pass.
Ball in the hands of the point guard, Lexi Black. 5'3", sophomore. To the right wing plays to Gallagher. Gallagher will put it on her right hip. Are they wanting to melt all 45 seconds here? We will see. Black backs it back out. Right wing passes to Yount. Yount over to the left wing, Rosner. 35 ticks remaining. Look like they'll get into the offense here as Black drives through, goes to the right hand, and misses another layup. Boy, Lexi's got 13. She could probably have 20. And now a drive right down the middle of the lane. The runner missed by Tate. She hasn't missed many. And the rebound taken from by Lucas. 48-34, a 14-point lead for Valley. And they've got the basketball with 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Black's got it on the left wing. Pounds it on the hardwood with her right hand. Fires it up to the head of the circle. Stolen away by Fitzwater with six. Fitzwater's on the run with five. Four. Misses a layup. Rebound. Stick back. Tate's got it again. And she's going to the free throw line. 23 for Tate and looking for more. Boy, Tate just won't let this Bismarck Indian team go away here.
No, and that's huge, especially to end the third quarter. Knocking down this free throw could be a big momentum boost for Bismarck heading into the fourth quarter.
So Tate at the free throw line, and the lefty free throw finds its way home. She's got 24 of her team's 37 points. And at the end of the third quarter, the shot doesn't go off in time. So our score, 48-37. Valley leads Bismarck. We've got another score for you at the half. West County leading St. Pius in boys play in district play up at Jefferson College. Tommy Self calling in on our AMs, AM 800, AM 1400. West County leads St. Pius at the half, 36-25 there. Got your fourth quarter here coming up in 1 minute on the boot.
McCormick and Ellington Telecom wish area athletes the best of luck during this year's district basketball competition. McCormick is your technology resource, and their staff is ready to assist you with business communications, IP-based solutions, fiber connectivity, computer networking, and a whole lot more. Contact McCormick today, and good luck to the Ellington Whippets from McCormick, your hometown connection.
Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace, a family-owned and operated business, offers a wide variety of fireplaces and stoves to fit your needs with wood-burning, gas, and electric units. Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace carries all the great brands you're looking for, including Buck, Monison, Security, and many more. That's Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace, just good old customer service. Call them today at 431-2566 on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, OzarkInsulation.com.
Valley starts the fourth quarter with a lead, 48-37, and the basketball as they back it out with Emma Rosner. We'd like to thank Farmers Agent Lance Mayfield in Viaburnum and Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade. A timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it right here during this timeout and thank a few of our sponsors now. Let's thank Klein's Pharmacy in St. Genevieve, the Orange Blossom Florist and Cafe in Ellington, and Iron County Schools in Viaburnum, along with the Valley of Caledonia Schools in Caledonia. Tomorrow night, it'll be Greg and Will on the call, and they'll have boys action from here at Class 2, District 3. I think you're going to really enjoy watching the Ellington boys. They're just a terrific ball club. They got to the district championship game here against Valley last year and fell to a very good Warriors team. But they look like the class of the district this year. Ellington will be going against St. Vincent, who was a 14-point winner in their quarterfinal game against Viaburnum. So Ellington, St. Vincent at 6 o'clock on the boot tomorrow night. Then there's the Valley team, the defending district champions. They'll be going against Meadow Heights. Meadow Heights, an 80-75 escape over Bismarck. And then Valley, an impressive 74-45 victory in the quarterfinal against Kingston. So it'll be Greg and Will tomorrow night on the boot. I want to thank Mauser Steel Supply and Patton and Ellington Auto Supply in Ellington, along with St. Genevieve Care Center in St. Genevieve. So after the timeout by Caleb Tiffenauer and the Valley Vikings, Valley has the basketball and the 11-point lead, 48-37. Valley has the ball in the right corner. It's Yount with it. They're playing catch out along the perimeter, maybe trying to melt a little clock here along the way. Out of the right corner, it's Yount. Yount works it over to the right wing, Gallagher. Lexi Black backs it out, encouraging Tate to come and get her. Two of the major players for Bismarck, Henson and Sega, with four personal fouls. A drive by Black, crossover dribble. Tate does a wonderful job staying in front of her right there. In fact, that Tate and Lexi Black battle has probably been the most interesting one of the night. Black with 13, Tate has 24 tonight, but it's Black's team that leads by 11 points. And Valley showing some good patience right here. It was almost like he said nothing but a layup, and it'll be a palming violation whistled against Madison Lucas on the layup try. 48-37. An 11-point lead for Valley. Bismarck with the basketball. This is Savannah Tate. She averages 9.3 points per game. She's got 24 big ones tonight. Sago comes and crashes into her and grabs the loose ball. Then Sago throws it away, and Rosner's on the run. Right side layup, slams it hard off the window, and the rebound ripped down by Sago. Layups have not been the most easy shots tonight in either one of our games.
No, no, they have not. When they're contested, they sure have.
Yep. Here's Tate. Oh, who says you give her 2.5 for that one. She had her tippy toes on the three-point arc, and she splashes it in from about 19 feet, 8 inches. She's got 26 big ones. 26 of her team's 39 points. A steal by Fitzwater, and the ball is slapped back out of bounds as Rosner caught back up with Fitzwater. 6 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in regulation. 48-39, Bismarck trails by 9. Their largest deficit has been 14, but they just won't all the way go away. And now on the inbound play, Henson gets her first bucket of the second half. She gets her first two-point bucket. She's got 9, and we've got a 7-point game. That largest 14-point deficit sliced in half before Alexi Black slices down the right side of the lane for two more. 50-41, Vikings by 9. Tate drives through, throws a bouncer to the left baseline. Boutry couldn't hit it from 10. Rebound down to the Valley of Caledonia. And Gallagher pushes it up the floor to Rosner. Her layup on the right side contested and won't count. Henson grabs a hold of the rebound on the opposite side. Now here's Sago. Alyssa still does not have a field goal tonight. She's been limited to 2 points on free throws, and she turns it over again as Black rips her off. Black racing the length of the floor, fouled on her layup attempt.
Yeah, and Bismarck has just struggled taking care of the basketball. I got 15 turnovers, Mark, just from the start of the second quarter. So they've really struggled, and Valley has really taken off with the points off of turnovers.
Black to the free throw line and notches the first. She's got 16 points, and she is 6 for 6 from the foul line. She scored 29 the first time these two met. Still had a nice game with 15 the second time. Well, 17 here tonight, and she's averaging over 20 against three games against Bismarck this year. 52-41. This is Henson. Ducks under a defender. Curls to the right side, and we're back in single digits. 52-43. Henson with back-to-back buckets, and she's got 11. Black racing it into the forecourt. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Black fires it to the left wing, Gallagher. Gallagher looking underneath, nobody home there, puts it on the floor. Now plays to Black. Black stop and go drive right side. Too much speed. She's got 19.
Yeah, and that's where having four fouls really hurts Bismarck there. She wasn't able to put any contact on her. Had to essentially just let her blow right by her.
54-43. The lead is 11 for Valley of Caledonia. Bismarck has it back. Henson trying to make it a single-digit lead again, and she does it again. Driving it from the left wing to the right mid-block and hooks it off the window for two more. 4:25 and counting down to the fourth. 54-45, and Bismarck hoping that they've got one more good push left in them. Backing it out, there's Lucas. Lucas works to Gallagher. They play catch post to post, or wing to wing, I beg your pardon, and a drive by Gallagher. And right now, the Valley Vikings are just taking people right off the bounce.
Yeah, and they're taking full advantage of Henson's four fouls. That's the third possession in a row where the points have come off of Henson playing defense because she just can't do anything and risk of getting that foul.
Sago looks for her first field goal of the game, can't hit it. The three-pointer's off the side of the rim. Tremendous hustle, though, by her. She dives out of bounds and deflects it off of a Bagot Valley of Caledonia heel. Great effort by Sago. Sago stands on the far sideline to put it in play. This is Henson. Henson picked off by Black, who looked like she was headed the other way. But then she loses it, and Sago gets it back. Sago to the left wing, Tate, three-pointer in the air, missed it. Rebound ripped by Fitzwater, and Fitzwater muscles it up and in. She's got her first score. 56-47, a nine-point advantage for Valley of Caledonia, and a driving Lexi Black has the ball poked out of bounds by Savannah Tate. 3.5 remaining in regulation. Right at the bucket, Gallagher to put it in play. Does so to Rosner, that's too easy. Emma got it with nobody covering her on the right low block and a little mic and drill right there. She scores 2 and the lead's right back to 11. Here's Henson going to work underneath again. Fired up an air ball. Backside rebound. That's Fitzwater again. She doesn't hit the shot. She'll go to the free throw line. The whistle going on Gallagher, her second personal.
Bismarck doing a nice job scoring the ball offensively, but defensively they still have no answer for Valley Caledonia. As you said, they've just been getting beat off the dribble all night long.
Here's the first free throw by Fitzwater. She banks it in, and those still count. Timeout now by Caleb Tiffenauer and the Valley Vikings. 3:11 remaining in the fourth frame, 58-48. It's Valley by 10, but Bismarck at the free throw line when we come back in 30 seconds on the boot.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter insurance agent Randy English about a free insurance review.
Valley of Caledonia leads Bismarck by 10, 3:11 remaining in the fourth quarter. We'd like to thank Patton Junction Livestock and Patton and Citizens Electric. St. Genevieve at the free throw line for Bismarck is Fitzwater and misses her second free throw. She hit her first, but the rebound taken by Henson threw it off the backside of the backboard, but they said the ball go ahead and play on. Loose ball taken by Valley of Caledonia. They fire it up the floor to Lucas, and she has that one. Volleyball spiked out of the lane by Henson. An emphatic block shot.
Woo! It was monster block from Henson.
She smoked that thing.
That was exactly what you said, a volleyball spike for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Right wing pass. But after we say all that, the ball remains in possession of Valley. We wanted to really expound on the block shot because it was, well, quite emphatic. A drive by Black maybe should have been a charge. Loose ball taken by Sago on the seat of her pants and throws an outlet pass to Tate running the length of the floor. Misses it. Rebound Henson and misses it. Rebound Henson. Misses it. And a foul on the shot. Well, if Bismarck loses this game, it won't be for lack of effort. They're working hard.
That's for sure. They've put in an extreme amount of effort. Really, I kind of think it goes back to the early turnovers and just the four fouls on Henson. Valley really took advantage of that and attacked her.
Henson's at the line. Knocks in the free throw. She's got 14. And the lead back to 9. Valley's not been able to push that lead out any further. And Bismarck's not really been able to get closer than 9. Now they get 8, but we've kind of been between that 12 and 8 point advantage here for the last few minutes, and it's 58-50 right now. Valley lead, Valley ball, 2:20 remaining in the fourth. We're back in a minute on the boot.
There's no better time than now to transfer your prescriptions to Klein's Pharmacy. They are there for you and your family to ensure your pharmacy experience is quicker and more convenient than ever by offering RX2Go, a free mobile app. To submit refills, text message notifications when scripts are ready for pickup, free delivery, convenient drive-through, free antibiotics, and free multivitamins. Find out more by visiting their website, KleinsMedicenterPharmacy.com, or call 883-5788.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So Valley of Caledonia trying to get to the district championship game. They've got the lead in the basketball, 58-50. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Bismarck nearly steals it, but there's Lexi Black coming out of the pack with the basketball again. Throws it to the right wing. Now they pitch it down to the right corner. This is Rosner. Emma bounces it back up to the head of the circle to Lucas. And right now, Valley trying to play a little keep away with 2 minutes left, nursing an 8-point lead. Rosner dribbles out to half court. Kevin Wilkins beseeching his team. Come and play as hard a defense as you can. Fitzwater does and fouls. Third personal on Fitzwater. And that puts Rosner to the free throw line. Rosner shoots 87% at the foul line. Surely the kiss of death there, right? Nope, she's even good right there.
87%. That's the highest percentage I've seen since my short time.
Wow. Rosner with 13 points. Has another one coming. Emma averaging 7.5 points a game. She's nearly doubled it tonight. She's got 13. Missed the second one. And the lead is 9. 59-50. Bismarck needs some of those Sago threes, and they need them fast. But Sago has the ball. Glanced into the backcourt. Has her foot across that three-point arc. Throws one up. They say it was deflected out of bounds. And Alyssa going to step out, call the play. She's left of the bucket along that baseline. Lobs it to Henson. And a good shot by Briley, but just left it strong. Rebound, stick back, Tate couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down in a triangle of Vikings right there as Tate got popped in the mouth hard on some swinging elbows. It was a late call, but perhaps the right one is Tate is over at the sideline now, and her coach, Kevin Wilkins, is trying to console her and see how she's doing. She doesn't have any blood coming out of her mouth, and that's, I suppose, good news, but she got popped in the mouth. I don't think it was intentional, Will. I think it was a rebound that you're trying to clear, and you swing an elbow, and sometimes it connects, and I think that's what happened there.
Absolutely. Yeah, there was no intent there. It was just a matter of being, you know, physical, trying to get a rebound late in the game, and intensity's high.
All right, let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a chance. Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Ozark Hill Self-Service in Ellington, and we can't forget about our good buddy Norman Crumpecker, Bail Bonds in Potosi. You might need him someday, Cheshire. 59-50 is the score. Somebody needs him, we know that. Here's a three-pointer by Henson. That won't fall. And a foul on the rebound. It looked like Fitzwater had the great position that time. She did. The foul goes against Gallagher. And that's her fourth. Half of the team is walking to the other end. In fact, Briley Henson walked all the way to the other end thinking that it was on her team. I think they got it right.
Yeah, and this is big. You can knock down both these free throws. 7-point game. Clock is stopped. Minute 20.
You put a little bit of game pressure maybe on
Yeah, Valley. Get it, force a turnover, get another bucket, and you're right back in it.
Yeah. So Fitzwater is at the stripe. She's only got a 1-and-1, though. She needs to hit the first to get the second. Here's the first. And she got it to go. Hard off the back iron, popped straight up and fell down through. And Brooklyn is 2 out of 3 from the foul line tonight. It's an 8-point game. 80 seconds left in regulation. Fitzwater back to the stripe, the 5'7 freshman. Here's the second free throw. That one's the best looking one yet.
A little bit of life.
Swish that one. 59-52. And it's a 7-point ball game. Valley trying to score here. They do it. Well, if you're trying to score up 7 with a minute left, you better do it. And they do. And Gallagher has a dozen. Sago from 26 feet knocked the bottom out of it. Her first field goal of the game. And she's made it a 6-point contest with 1 minute left. We'll tell you more in 1 minute on J98.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Bismarck was down in this ballgame 14 points, 48-34, but they've made it now a 6-point game with a minute left. Valley of Caledonia has the basketball, and they'll go to the free throw line in the fourth foul by Brooklyn Fitzwater. Bismarck has not fouled anybody out, Will, but Henson Fitzwater, Sago all have four. Nobody else has any fouls.
Yeah, they may not have fouled them out, but they've definitely taken advantage of them having four fouls.
Rosner's played a really nice game. She's got 13, and she's at the free throw line, where she's 1-for-2 tonight, and now make it 2-of-3. 14 for Rosner. And that was a big one because that makes it a three-possession game again. 62-55. Rosner back to the stripe. Misses this one. Henson grabs the rebound. Well, you've got to really try to find Sago for those three-point shots. A drive down the middle of the lane by Tate. Missed it. Got her own rebound and then shuttled it over to Fitzwater, who banks it in. We've got a five-point game now. 43 seconds left.
Knocked away.
And knocked away. Taken by Fitzwater. She's fouled. 38 seconds left. And these Lady Indians not quite ready to say goodnight.
How about that? How about that? Five-point game. Free throws coming.
Gallagher fouls out, having scored 12 points. Fitzwater could make this a single-possession game if she hits them both.
And still a lot of time on the clock, 38.4 seconds.
Here's the first one from Fitz. Missed it. Rebound, Valley of Cali. And that's a big one. That one's taken by Tuttle, and Sago has no choice but to foul out your major three-point threat.
Yeah, that's a tough miss on the free throw line. You have the momentum kind of going your way. You like to see at least to knock down one of those free throws. Those are huge, and now you force the foul on Sago, and she had to do it, put him at the line and save the clock.
But. Probably the last person you would want to commit the foul right there is Lexi Black. Cuts the cords for point number 20. It doesn't that feel in a way, because she was in foul trouble, that Lexi Black maybe has had a little bit of a quiet game, and yet here she is with 21 points?
Yeah, exactly. It certainly has felt that way, but she's just been consistently, good with inner scoring.
She hit them both. She's got 21. Ball tapped out of bounds off of Valley of Caledonia, half a minute to go. And Alyssa Sago doing her best to cheer her teammates on, which is all she can do now after fouling out. She was the major three-point threat for this team. Now, Briley Enson has hit two threes in this game, and they'll get it to her on the inbound. Turn, fire, missed it short. Boy, she was online. Rebound, stick back. That's from Tate. Won't go. Tapped out of bounds off of the Vikings.
Still 23 and a half seconds. So still lots of time left, but you got to get a bucket quick.
Kirtan lobs it in for Henson. Henson backs out outside of the arc, now trying to drive. A lot of contact, and finally a tie-up. The alternate possession keeps it with Bismarck. They'll get another chance. Valley vanquished Bismarck early in the year, beat him 70-51 at the Valley tournament. Then they were really in a battle as Bismarck led in the fourth quarter, but Valley ended up winning it 63-58. And after the score from Henson right there on the curl down the left side of the lane, it's a five-point game. And Lexi Black is going to go back to the line. I think they may have called this an intentional foul.
It looks like it. I think that's...
Yep, yeah, indeed.
That's questionable, in my opinion, late in the game like that. I mean, it wasn't a very big push at all. You have to foul enough to where it's called a foul, but... she didn't fall to the floor or anything. I think an intentional foul there is a tough break on Bismarck.
West County leading St. Pius 53-46 in the fourth quarter. That's a good one over on AM 800 KREI. AM 1400 K Jeff. Black hits both free throws. She's got 23 points. And now Valley has the basketball with 10 seconds left, leading it by 7. They floated across the timeline to Rosner. And a few of the Bismarck Lady Indians still hustling. But that's your final. 66-59. Valley moves on to the district championship game against Vi Burnham. Their third victory of the season over Bismarck. The Vikings improved now to 17-8. And the Bismarck Indian season comes to a close at 6-18. Your postgame show in 2 minutes on J98.
Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade is your direct connection to great deals on farm supplies. Check out their big selection of Steel and Cub Cadet products. And be sure to see their full line of Purina feeds in bulk or bag size. And they encourage you to call now for prepay fertilizer prices and ask about their 10 new fertilizer buggies to better suit your needs. 573-766-5461. That's Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade. What you need at great prices.
The Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum assists people with disabilities to remain independent in their own home. They will do their best to help point you in the right direction, whether it is equipment you need or with services necessary in making everyday living more independent and easy for you. If you have a disability, call the Disabled Citizens Alliance for Independence in Viburnum, 244-5402. That's 244-5402.
There's no place like home, but when age or illness turns home from a place of happiness into one of loneliness, it may be time to consider a healthcare facility. Whether your need is short-term rehabilitation or long-term care, St. Genevieve Care Center offers high-quality medical care complemented by a dedicated staff who offer warmth, wisdom, and the experience of caring, which makes their facility the next best thing to being home. Dignity, respect, care. St. Genevieve Care Center, 1010 St. Gen Drive in St. Genevieve. Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, private insurance, and hospice accepted.
McCormick and Ellington Telcom wish area athletes the best of luck during this year's district basketball competition. McCormick is your technology resource, and their staff is ready to assist you with business communications, IP-based solutions, fiber connectivity, computer networking, and a whole lot more. Contact McCormick today, and good luck to the Ellington Whippets from McCormick, your hometown connection.
We say congratulations to the Valley of Caledonia Lady Vikings. They advance to the district championship game here in Bismarck, and they will be facing off against Viburnum on Friday night. I'll have the call for you on that one, as Greg and I will be here to call championship action on Friday night. Bismarck, they just don't look to me like a 6-18 team. I guess they had some tough luck throughout the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way they played out tonight, they had a lot of adversity with the foul trouble they were in. It kind of limited them defensively of what they can do, and they still battled, and they never went away.
They did.
They easily could have kind of gave up a little bit and let that one become a blowout, but they kept fighting and fighting and really gave themselves a fighting chance until the end.
Let's thank McCormick, Ellington Telecom in Ellington, and Shelter Insurance agent Randy English in Ellington for sponsoring our coverage of a Class 2 District 3 here in Bismarck. Let's run through the scoring leaders now, and then we'll talk about a Unico Bank player of the game. For the Bismarck Indians, they get 17 points from Briley Henson. Macy Boutry scores 2. Brooklyn Fitzwater had 7. Ashley Turner were the pair. And Alyssa Sago scores 5. Savannah Tate, though, leading the way. This is a point guard that averages 9.3 on the year, scored 26 in a losing effort. The Valley Vikings have 3-4 in double figures. And Emma Rosner scores 14. Lacey Yount has 12. 5 for Madison Lucas. Lauren Gallagher with 12. And Lexi Black had 23. Our Crown Collision Center tip-off leading now to our Unico Bank play of the game. And our player of the game, I'd like to go with co-players. I know we don't usually award a losing player a player of the game, but I thought Savannah Tate was just tremendous for her team tonight.
She was. She was terrific. She single-handedly really kept them in it for the longest time.
She did. Here's Coach Stephen Auer. We'll talk to him on our post-game show. Lexi Black, our player of the game for Valley. She scored 23 points to lead Valley to the district championship game. And Coach Stephen Auer, are going to fit him for the headset here, talk about how his team performed tonight, and they performed well enough to get the job done tonight. It was an early lead for Bismarck. I think Bismarck was feeling good playing at home. Took an 8-2 advantage. They were up 11-4, but your team went on a 9-0 push to take the lead there. And that was a good response by your team after, you know, seeing Bismarck come out pretty hot.
Yeah, I would say so. I wouldn't expect anything less from Bismarck. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough matchup coming in. And, you know, they come out good. I mean, they look good. They were knocking down the three ball. And that was the one thing I told our girls to watch was get out on the shooters, and they got some open threes early.
Alyssa Sego scores almost 18 points a game this year. But in three meetings with your Vikings, she averages five. She scores 4, 5, and 6 points. You were a little reluctant to give us your trade secrets before the game, but what have you done against her this year?
Her name's Lacey Hunt. You know, very first time we played her played Bismarck this season, I asked, you know, who wanted to shut her down, and she was the first one to say me, coach. And, you know, I trust her with that. She's one of the best defensive players in our conference, I feel like, and you give her a task like shutting the main scorer down like Sago, she's going to do it.
Yeah, she did a fantastic job. Lexi Black, it felt for a while when she has 4 points in the first half and she gets in foul trouble. You look up, she's got 19 second-half points and she leads you in scoring with 23. And for a while, it felt like kind of a quiet game from her, but in the end, it was the furthest thing from it, I guess.
Yeah, she's had games like that before. You know, she'd get in foul trouble and, you know, she doesn't put up big numbers in the first half. But, you know, the second half is really where she thrives. And she did a great job this game. Boy, she really stepped up. And when we needed to score a basket, she was there to do it.
You went up 14 pretty late in the game, in the fourth. And to Bismarck's credit, they just never would go away.
No, and I wouldn't expect them to. You know, they're a great team. And, you know, they show a lot of pride, and they're a great team. And I think our girls did a great job and responded well when they'd go on their small runs. And they did a great job rebounding. You know, that was one thing that killed us. That fourth quarter, it seemed like we couldn't get a rebound to go our way.
Their point guard, in particular, Savannah Tate, she was tough tonight.
Yeah, she's one of those quick guards, you know, left-handed. She's tough. She's fast. And that's one thing I said in the locker room at halftime. Girls, you got to stay in front of her. Otherwise, she's going to get to the hole every time. You got to cut her off.
District championship game is set up. You guys against Viburnum, and what have you seen out of Viburnum this year?
You know, they're big girls. They're physical. Yeah. You got to get out on them. They got one of the top players in the area, and Emily Parker, awesome player. But our girls are up to the task. You know, we played with them last time, lost by 10. But our girls, you know, they have the confidence, and they know what they have to do to win this ball game against Viburnum.
Should be a fun one. Coach, you talked about 1999 as being the last kind of great Valley team. What did that team do?
You know, I don't know too much about that 1999 team. I know they had great teams in the 90s where they won about 5 or 6 straight district titles. That's just something we're trying to start with these girls, you know, trying to turn the program around and make girls basketball popular at Valley again.
Congratulations. We'll see you on Championship Friday.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. Caleb Tiffenhauer joining us on the postgame show. We appreciate his time. And we're back with more of your postgame show in 2 minutes on J98.
There's no better time than now to transfer your prescriptions to Klein's Pharmacy. They are there for you and your family to ensure your pharmacy experience is quicker and more convenient than ever by offering RX2Go, a free mobile app. To submit refills, text message notifications when scripts are ready for pickup, free delivery, convenient drive-through, free antibiotics, and free multivitamins. Find out more by visiting their website, KleinsMedicenterPharmacy.com, or call 883-5788.
Invite Coach Kevin Wilkins now to join us on our postgame show. The Bismarck Indians, yes, they fall tonight, but a great effort by the team. And Coach, 6-18, your team doesn't look like a 6-8 team out there playing against a very good Valley ball club tonight.
Well, I mean, a lot of times we do look like a 6-18 team, but like I say, if there was a few of those losses that we could take back during the regular season, I mean, we could. You know, I feel like we were some of the losses that we were in, we were at least in those games. But Valley Caledonia, they're a good little team. Like I say, they've beat us 3 times. We knew going into this that we were going to have to play well without making any mistakes. And like I say, sometimes our defense kind of let us down a little bit, you know, again tonight there towards the end. So
I guess when they stretched it out and kind of started going off the bounce on dribble drives, that was a little bit tough for your team to defend, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah. We knew that we wanted to play a little bit of a man-to-man with them because we thought that we could stay with them. They were shooting us out of our zone anyway, so we kind of wanted to come out and play a little bit of a man-to-man because it was successful for us, you know, early in the year. So, but like I say, yeah, they put the ball on the floor and they go to the hole, and they didn't miss too many shots tonight.
I thought Savannah Tate was tremendous for you tonight. I had her with 26 points. She did the ball handling for you. And really, on her straight line drives, there were very few Vikings that could stay in front of her.
She plays that way the whole time. I mean, a lot of times people will throw up a press on us, and all we have to do is give it to her, and she can pretty well beat just a press by herself. But Savannah comes to play every game. She hustles, and I know that I ask an awful lot of her every night, and I usually don't even take her out because she doesn't want to come out. So, but she played her heart out tonight, and like I say, I'm just kind of glad that she's just a junior.
Well, let's talk about that, because you have zero seniors on this team. Maybe the best attribute of your ball club.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to next year. I know they didn't want to hear this in the locker room just a while ago, but I told them, boy, I'm kind of really looking forward to next year. But there's a lot of teams in our conference that's got a lot of young kids. Valley Caledonia, I think they've got everybody coming back. Yep. So, and Viburnum, you know, just different people. But there's a lot of teams in our conference that's playing a lot of young kids. So not only us, it's going to bring some kids back, but other teams too. So,
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you next year.
Thanks for being here tonight. I appreciate it.
You betcha. We appreciate Kevin Wilkins' time in joining us on our postgame show here this evening. And let's go ahead and recap our night. Will Cheshire and I in girls' semifinal action tonight. Viburnum wins it over Ellington 49-41. And then Valley of Caledonia, a victory over Bismarck 66-59. We're back on the air tomorrow night. And, Will, you'll be right back here. Same time, same place. Ellington and St. Vincent boys, and Valley and Meadow Heights boys. And then we'll have, our championship game set for the boys, too. So have fun with Greg tomorrow night. Be a good one.
I'm very excited to get some boys action, get to see all four teams in the semifinals match up before you and Greg wrap it all up for the title on Friday.
All right. Well, Will or Greg, I don't know, they'll sort it out. But Will or Greg will have all your final scores tonight from all of the area district action. At last check on AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJF, West County was up 7 points over St. Pius. So you can tune in, flip the dial if you want some more area district play-by-play, and check out the end of that one. AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJF. But for Will Cheshire, I'm Chad Speaker, and all thanks to Christian Cooper back at the studio as well. I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
They're going to hold for the final shot of the half. We're down to 5 seconds to play. Inside out they go. Casey for three. You know it. Lady Rebels stretch it out right before the break. Buzzer sounds. Central with a 14-point lead at 29-15. 3, 2, 1. The Central Lady Rebels have done it. They've won their first ever state championship game, and they do it in dominating fashion over Cardinal Ritter, 55-19.
Clark, who's been on fire, the three, bang! And Missouri extends it on the West Clark three.
Just in front of the 10-foot line, Jackie Versman pounds it. They blocked Holthouse that time! Both of them got upstairs and sent it right back to her. 21-18, St. Vincent leads in the first set.
The pitch to Mackenzie Caroline, swinging a ground ball, base hit up the middle. Mackenzie Caroline has done it again. She hits her team to the state championship with her third straight walk-off RBI base hit. It's unbelievable. West County is going to the state title game.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.